Did you know there are activities and programs that should not be part of any scouting experience? Did you know the program of the Boy Scouts of America establishes when some activities should be introduced? And, most importantly, did you know there's an actual list of unauthorized and restricted activities? If the activity is in the handbook or other current literature of the Boy Scouts of America, great, then you know it's part of the BSA program. But what if the activity is not in a BSA handbook or literature? Then ask yourself, does it support the values of the Boy Scouts of America? If the activity helps to create good conduct, respect for others, and honesty, then most likely it's good to go. Don't simply rely on, but that's what we've always done. Other things to consider when the unit is planning an activity is if it is age appropriate. For instance, by design, the program limits the use of throwing knives and tomahawks to Boy Scouts and above, and limits the use of pocket knives in Cub Scoutings to Bears and above. But good news, there's a list of age-appropriate guidelines in the appendix of the Guide to Safe Scouting. The Guide to Safe Scouting also contains a list of unauthorized and restricted activities. As of today, 19 activities have been declared unauthorized or restricted. You may also find limitations or restrictions in other program materials. Personal watercraft and ATVs are great examples. And some activities are restricted at the unit level, but are allowed as part of a council-level program or exclusively at a national high adventure base. You can find more tips and resources on unauthorized and restricted activities and other safety moments on the Scouting Safely website.